When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
We're live from the official Music Hype Beast podcast studios. Music is the universal language of the world. Every day, people lean on music for inspiration, to get them through tough times, and to make them feel like they can take flight. Music captures the moments in our lives. I had the ultimate honor of hosting this Music Hype Beast podcast, which is also syndicated on 99.7 The Heat Miami and is officially powered by iHeartRadio. Today, I have major recording artist and entrepreneur Bliss on the podcast. Listeners, tune in closely. The musical journey of Bliss will ignite a new fire within your spirit, motivating you to push even harder in life. I am super honored to interview Bliss on the Music Hype Beast podcast today. Bliss, welcome to the podcast and welcome to the legendary Music Hype Beast podcast.
What's up, world? What's going on? It's Bliss. I'm honored to be here. Appreciate you, Alexis, for having me.
Absolutely. So, how are you feeling this afternoon?
I am feeling great. I'm alive. I'm blessed. I'm honored to be on the radio today.
Amazing. We are happy to have you here today. I'm so glad. So, before we dive into your interview, we are going to shout out Walmart for being one of our sponsors here at 99.7 The Heat Miami radio station. So I'm going to play the Walmart commercial and we'll be right back.
Everybody goes to Walmart at some point in their day, in their week, in their month, during the year, in their whole life. Walmart is a must stop destination for everybody for whatever needs you have, whether it's food, products, electronics, pharmacy, you name it, it's at Walmart for the best value that you can find on the planet. But right now we are in a time and space where everybody's working two jobs, three jobs, super busy with the kids or with your own life, school, studying, whatever it may be. You don't always have time to jump in your car and go to Walmart and buy what you need, which is why Walmart Plus is your new best friend. www.plus.walmart.com. That's plus, P-L-U-S dot Walmart.com, P-L-U-S dot Walmart.com. The Walmart Plus membership is the ultimate all-in-one solution for all of your shopping needs. You pay one price for the year with same-day delivery, save with free shipping, save on streaming, save at the gas pump, and rack up with Walmart Cash all day, every day. It's a win-win. Right now, we're in the stage of convenience, speed, and savings. The Walmart Plus membership does all of that for you. Again, go to plus.plus.walmart, W-A-L-M-A-R-T.com, and try for free for 30 days. You can't miss. It's Walmart. Walmart Plus. Tap in right now. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family.
All right. Again, welcome to the big stage and welcome to the legendary Music Hype Beat podcast. Let's get started. So in the marathon of music, there are millions of runners in pursuit of the same goal, superstardom. You're in the thick of this race right now. Can you explain to the audience why you believe you're built for the long run?
Okay. Because I've been doing it for a long time, and I love music, and I have a unique sound, and I got the voice for the artist in the ground.
A lot of artists burn out, quit, or just simply, you know, run out of cash before, you know, your dreams could even come to fruition. So could you break down to the audience, how do you pace yourself and give us a snapshot of your mentality about how you approach life and some of your philosophies around that?
As an artist, it is a way not to burn out. Is definitely, especially when you're independent, is just balancing yourself, pacing yourself, and not having the right people around you is a big thing too. That's a huge thing, having the right people around you to motivate you and not people that's going to bring you down, and staying focused on the craft and remembering what's important. And that's the biggest thing that keep me going.
Absolutely, 100%. I definitely agree with you on that. You most definitely have to have the right people around you. Otherwise, you know, things can go very wrong. Can you break down how your music touches people's souls and motivates them?
It touches them. I break it down by saying, again, the original sound. I got the name Bliss, so I try to bring like the happy feeling with my instrumentals, with the whole experience when you get listening to the song, you'd be like, oh, that's a good song. I strive on making people feel good and happy. There's so much in the world that can make you feel down or sad. So I'm trying to bring that happiness to make music for like real people that have been bullied. I kind of like stand up for them, but I wanted to touch all people and bring them pure bliss.
I love that word. I really do, because not a lot of people use that word bliss. So I really think that your artist name is definitely unique. I would love for you to tell me what the name of your record you have in rotation, 0.7 The Heat Miami radio station. And can you explain the record concept?
So that song is really like just having fun. I'm feeling good. Like, I just hit the lottery. That feeling of a caramel macchiato. Most people have been to Starbucks, they know. But it gives things I'm like, right. Okay, so the caramel macchiato is that good, smooth taste, and I'm feeling good. And I'm with a female, and we just having a good time. And just enjoying life. And that's what that song basically was about.
I definitely can understand that a little bit better now because of, you know, what you were saying with your artist name. And I like the record. It was a good record. And I think that the audience deserves to hear a little bit of that as well. So I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of Caramel Macchiato.
Summer gon' get hot, so let me pull up on the block. Municipal in stock, I pull up and left you shocked. I will not be mocked. Gas to the pedal. Yeah. Ice in the bezel. Jose Cuervo. Mango flavors, sharper than the razor. Flesher in the blazer. She passed me, I amaze her. She passed me, do a favor. Bend it over, let it drop. It's getting real steamy here, you know, coffee shop. Caramel macchiato. Feel like I won the lotto. Caramel macchiato. Feel like I won the lotto. Caramel macchiato. Feels like I won the lotto. Caramel macchiato. Feels like I won the lotto. Say cheese,
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Going a long time, you know. Stanima and my grandma can make me more popular than Santa. You know it. Taking trips to Atlanta and I bring the heat. You don't want to know what's under the seat of meet and greet. It's possible.
Okay. All right. So how do you feel about your record being in rotation right now?
Feels good. Sounds good, too. Sounds real good. Feels like I won a lot of money.
Right? I'm glad. happy. So imagine you are performing Caramel Macchiato before a sold-out show in New York, and the crowd is going crazy as you're on stage showcasing your given gift, and as you're holding that microphone and you're gazing out into the sea of people before you, what thoughts are racing through your mind? Can you describe how that moment would make you feel?
I would be in awe. I feel like strong electric energy. Goosebumps. It's just something about that, me on that stage and that crowd, that electric crowd. It's really indescribable, but I just feel a rush of adrenaline and the connection between me and the fans. And it's an authentic, real moment.
100%. Absolutely. Can you explain how your audience right now, in this current moment, responds to your music when they hear you performing live?
My live, they love it. The live performances. That's my lane all the way, even more than I sound when it's played. That I do my, I like to do my performances where I do the lyrics, where I can lyrics on it, just so they can really connect and feel the record.
Ooh, I like that, because you really want to give your audience that raw emotion, and honestly, that's the correct way to do it anyway. So you have some parts like where your ad-libs are on there and whatnot, but for the most part, your voice is gone, right? It's just the instrumental.
Yeah.
That's dope. Yeah, artists need to take note on that, because that's extremely important, especially when you are out doing shows and you want to look professional. You want to also sound professional. So smart, very smart.
Yeah, appreciate it.
My pleasure. As an indie artist, you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders every single day. You're balancing your personal, your spiritual life with your material life. All that's crucial to balance together. From, you know, your perspective, can you describe the life of an indie artist? How do you manage to balance both?
First is spiritual thing. I try to stay, do my best to stay connected to God. And then exercise is important. You have to balance it by not taking, like, trying to be bliss, and I had to learn that. My life, not trying to be bliss around, like, family, you know what I mean? You have to learn to turn on and off, so to keep your ego in check and stay humble. Those are really some of the ways I try to do it.
Absolutely. The music business comes with zero guarantees, no 4K, no health insurance, no sick pay. Why in the world are you willing to accept this high-level risk?
You know what they say, high risk, high rewards. And it's my calling. I can just feel it. It's something I just feel like it's meant for me since I was young. And I just know this is what I'm supposed to do. and I'm good at it. And it's just pure vibe. This is what I'm meant to do. So that's why I stay at it and taking it high beast, because it only takes one moment, one situation. So all it takes is one.
Absolutely. 100%. Can you describe a dark moment in your life when things could have taken a turn for the worse?
Well, I got so many.
Okay, well, while you think of that, let's share a more positive experience, maybe from your childhood that influenced your decision to pursue your music career, since, you know, you've said that you've been wanting to do this for a long time. It could stem from childhood or whatever positive experience you have in your life, like to help you pursue your decision in pursuing this music career.
Well, I take it back to when I was 13 and I got my sister used to take me to school. I got in the car with her and I heard Jay-Z Hard Knock Life. And then that's when it hit me, and I knew right then I wanted to be a rapper, and I wasn't going to look back. Nothing was going to stop me. And as far as like inspiration now, I listen to a lot of Jay, Lloyd Banks, Eminem, because they still, especially Eminem, they still actively do it. And so they inspired me to keep going. I see somebody like him that came from the trailer and his situation, and it inspires me to keep going. And that's where I get a lot of my inspiration from.
Absolutely. It pretty much goes back to what I was saying earlier when I said in the beginning, music captures the moments in our lives. You know, we always lean into music for everything, really, right? Inspiration to get us through those tough times. You know, for other emotions, happy, joyful, it doesn't matter. We always tune in some type of music. So I definitely think that it's so true that music is the universal language of the world and of all of us. You know, did you ever go back to thinking of a dark moment that has helped shape you to, you know, help you with deciding your influence on the music?
Yes. I was with Sunny and A-Wild Music. And about 3 months ago, they dropped me. I got dropped from it because they were saying, like, artificial streams or whatever. And so they dropped me and they took all my music off Spotify. And at that point, I felt empty, and it was either stop right here or keep going. And so what I did was just redefine myself. And I was like, okay, maybe this is not a bad thing to start from scratch and just never look back with that. It motivated me more than it broke me down. It was a situation where I felt like it should have broke me down. But it just motivated me to come stronger and be a better artist and just learn from the past and take it with me in the future.
Absolutely. We are always learning and absorbing things every day, and it's our choice on what to take with that. So I'm happy that you have a good mentality and that you took that and you made it as fuel to your fire to continue to pursue your dreams, because you can't just let them stop you because it's not their music. So what? Let them take it down. You know, you can move on, and maybe it just wasn't, you know, the right vibe anymore, and that's okay. So everybody grows every day. So yeah. I'm glad that you were able to take that and push forward and not let them stop you.
Absolutely.
What are your current thoughts of the state of the music industry today, in this day and age?
The music as a whole, or specifically hip hop?
Yes, as a whole collective, correct.
As a whole, I mean, it's changed a lot. It changed a lot. I feel like pop music is at its top. I still feel like they bring in good, but overall, I feel like it's lacking. It's not the same. not a lot of R&B, more like back in the day. It changed a lot. It needs to shift. Especially hip hop is not the same. It's just different. I feel like pop is winning, like I said, but and maybe country, but hip hop and R&B, I feel like it needs to shift, and we need to make a comeback over there. And that's what I'm trying to do with hip hop too.
Absolutely, your opinion is very valid, and I actually could agree with you on that. Pop and country are doing really good, phenomenal. Even punk rock's doing really good too in the independent side, and even in signed artists, they're doing really good. All three of those genres are doing so well, and it's like here we are in rap and hip hop, and everything's a hot mess. So things are definitely rebuilding, and everything is being rebranded because, you know, technology is a big part of the future. So things are definitely changing, and I'm hoping they're going to be for the better, just as you are and everybody else who has been doing music for so long, and especially in the independent side. And it brings me to independent because I feel like independent is the new wave. Like, it's going to be the new wave.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Can you break down one record that resonated with your fan base and took off?
You'll have to be Carmen Macchiato up until this point. That's the one.
Okay. That's a bet. Yep. What was one thing that, well, because there's only like 3 months left of 2024, what is one thing, at least one thing that throughout the whole year of 2024 that you want to improve to become a better person, an artist, if you're a father, a brother, husband, whatever, what do you want to improve about yourself to help to create that generational wealth for you and your family?
A better father, definitely. I want to spend more time with my kids, shout out to my kids. I want to be a better father. Because I've been trying to be in between all of you. You are selfish, I guess, because you sacrifice so much time and energy into it. So I'll be selfish pursuing this career and not balancing it. So I definitely want to be more balanced and be a better father, a better friend, a better brother, and make the best of my last marriage. So be a good husband to my next wife and set the tone. Showing that you can be good, you don't have to be a cheater, and you can be a good artist and have walls, but also be talented and make good music at the same time.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so beautiful that you can sit here and be raw and authentic in the moment, especially, you know, being live and having people in the audience. That's very deep. And once you acknowledge, you know, the things that you see that you keep doing, like patterns, you know, once you figure out things that you know you gotta quit doing, bad habits, and you really want to work on changing yourself, you know, that's when the magic happens. So as long as you keep working on you, not having to worry about finding anything, because when you are healing from within, you are going to invite what you want in your life. So you're making room for new growth, new opportunities, new success. So that is something very much to be proud of. And, you know, maybe one day, you know, your kids will look back on this recording and be proud as well, you know. So keep doing what you're doing and focusing on yourself to make those changes happen, because if you keep being consistent and dedicated, and that's what you really want, and you're doing what lights you up, and you're not listening to what nobody is telling you to do, if you don't feel that it's comfortable, you will go many places and a lot of things will change.
Yes, we appreciate that.
My pleasure. So what have you enjoyed the most about being on the Music Hype Beast podcast to date?
I enjoy connecting to my fans out there. Live like this. I enjoy connecting with you and hearing your perspective, how you break things down. This is the opportunity I'm humbled by. I feel like this is a big step in the right direction for my career. You know, I'm just happy. It's surreal right now to me, so.
Absolutely. Well, I'm very honored to have you share your journey here on the Music Hype Beast podcast today. And thank you, listeners, for being here and experiencing this in the moment, raw authenticity from Bliss, because I'm not even sure if he's even done anything like this before where you guys even get to react. So this is really cool, and I'm very happy for you, and I wish nothing but success and everything for you to come your way that you are wishing for. So thank you again for sharing all of your journey with us that you wanted to share with us here today.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I want to tell you that I do have an EP coming with my boy Cameron Witch, Chopper Cameron Witch. So it'll be an EP around Christmas time. And we have some celebrity features on there. Maybe some surprises, so y'all be on the lookout.
Ooh, sounds juicy. You guys can, you know, tap in with him on his social media. And if you could please spell out your Instagram handle nice and slow, letter by letter, so that people can, you know, stay up to date with you. Also, I want to include, you can add an additional social media to this aside your Instagram. Okay?
Okay. Y'all follow me on Instagram. It's BSLIM84. Again, that's BSLIM84. They come up Bliss. That's the main one. I have a Twitter, but I'm not going to like that. So that's the only one I'll share. Y'all find me on the ground. Y'all connect with me. Before I do hear from y'all, thank y'all for listening today.
And can you spell your artist name letter by letter so that people can go stream you on the platforms?
Yes, I'm on the Bliss, Bliss, BLIWS. It pop right up in Google. You can also on Spotify. And Apple. It's pretty easy to find. If you get on the Google, BLIWS, pop right up. Y'all check out my jams. And hope y'all enjoy the sounds and let me know what you think.
All right, all right. Listeners, we have another authentic episode in the books on the Music Hype Beast podcast today. You can listen to the Music Hype Beast podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. Bliss, today's interview, again, has been deeply insightful, and your story and courage are truly inspiring to anyone who believes in the power of pursuing their dreams. Thank you again for sharing your journey and passion on the Music Hype Beast podcast today. Always strive to improve yourself, avoid following the crowd, set your own trends, and prioritize results over hype. Peace.